Rocking you till next Sunday, this is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week on the Manic Monday Show, we see the return of the People's Choice segment. So don't forget to vote, radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. Play on, play on for the weekend. It's no shaking these Manic Mondays. Memories are freaking. Send that shit to the next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. It's no shaking these Manic Mondays. Memories are freaking. And go on.
Sega.
It brings you a pleasure.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
So lovely. This is Sir Jay. Very nice, very nice. With one of his Who Dat tracks. This is Shenmue Shenhua for Who Dat, which is a very nice series on YouTube. You should check that out if you haven't already. By Digi Valentine. So you should definitely check that out on YouTube's. Welcome to the show. It's the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. I'm KC, here to brighten up your Monday evening as per usual. We had a slight delay because for some reason my PC decided to change all my sound settings out of the blue. I don't think I've done anything to make that happen, but you know, sometimes random stuff happens, and that's why you're listening to Radio Sega. Random stuff happens. Welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying yourselves this week. It's still Monday, but I hope you had a good day, or you're having a good day if you're in the US, because it's earlier over there. We started off the show with some great tunes. We had a Samurai Dance Performance, the full spec edition from Yakuza Ishin. We also had Mai Mai Chan from Mai Mai, which apparently Opa Science and Jamie liked a lot. I've played this a lot on Radio Sega back in the day, and I've, as Jamie said, I've used this for an ident on Radio Sega. So it's actually going to play later on during the show. So stay tuned for that and try to see if you can identify the Mai Mai Chan track on there. And then we had the awesome Shenhua track by Sergei to celebrate finally the announcement of Shenmue 1 and 2 HD! Yes! Indeed. That's it. Okay, that's enough. That's quite enough. So finally, Sega announced this on Friday. So Friday, actually Saturday, because it was already Saturday in Europe and definitely Saturday in Japan. So during Sega Fest this year, they announced a bunch of stuff, including, I think, the one that people you know, liked the most, the upcoming release of Shenmue 1 and 2 HD for PC, PS4 and Xbox One. That's awesome news. I'm really excited to finally get to play a remastered version of Shenmue 1 and 2, and just in time for Shenmue 3. So we all had a feeling it would happen, but we weren't really sure because it's Sega, right? And so they usually take their time to wake up and do stuff. Obviously, work has been done on this already, lots of work, so they just waited for this weekend to actually properly announce it. The announcement itself, I have to say, that the Sega of Europe VP guy, it was quite cringy, I think. It's a bit cringy to watch, actually. But that's probably what happens when Japanese people watch like something like E3 or something, because the whole stream and the whole event was in Japanese, and then there was this guy, this British guy, trying to give pre-made answers, pre-written answers to some questions by Sega's boss, and it was interesting. He had the Ryo Hazuki jacket though, so that was nice. but kudos to Sega of Europe to actually finally working on this and finally releasing this soon on modern consoles. It will be nice for people who haven't yet experienced the game. I myself am very excited about these new remasters. They are remasters actually, because according to Sega's press release, which I have somewhere on my email. So they say, by the way, and I'm taking a lot of time with this first talk break, but let me just tell you. So it says, Shenmue 1 and 2 comes complete with the original feature set that define modern gaming, including enthralling jujitsu combat, blah 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 blah. This is the definitive version of these all-time classics and will be the best Shenmue experience to date. The re-release will stay true to the originals with modernized features, including fully scalable screen resolution, choice of modern or classic control schemes, PC graphics options, an updated user interface, and the option to enjoy either the original Japanese or English voiceovers, which is actually pretty good if you are from Europe and you enjoyed Shenmue 2 with the original voiceovers. It's actually quite nice to be able to play the original, the first one, with that. But it will be also nice to play with, you know, the English version on Shenmue 2, which is something that I haven't experienced yet, because in Europe we had the Japanese voices instead of the American ones, the English ones. So yeah, that will be very nice to be able to experience the game in different ways. Yeah, so that's awesome. That's actually, I have to say, I couldn't sleep at all on Friday night, so I I watched the stream, was very excited about Shenmue 1 and 2, and couldn't sleep at all. But I had a great weekend just because of that. There were other news, other exciting news, especially one that I think is very exciting, at least for me. So I'm going to be talking about that in a bit. But time is a-wasting, people. Don't forget to join us on Discord. I should have said this earlier, but join us on Discord for some fun talks about Sega and not just Sega, whatever you want. So, radiose.ga/Discord. Join us there. That's where the magic happens. We have some lovely people there, like Rexy, Jamie, Green Viper 8, Electric Boogaloo. We have Shaddix Croft. We have Opus Science, Doom Girl. And we also have Veritex, but who cares, right? No one likes Veritex anyway, so yeah. and in other people who are idle, but I'm sure people will, you know, join us soon. So don't forget to join us there. Or you can tweet at Radio Sega and let us know you're listening in. That being said, if you want to please say my name, you know, Discord is the place to be, because that's the only place where you can play this game. So if you're ready, or even if you're not, it's time for Say My Name.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. Say My Name is back for yet another week. It's week 2 of the current edition of Say My Name. Skyblaze is here as well. Me, I'm here, she says. Veritech says, I'm not here, you can ignore me. Yeah, that we will. So, Say My Name is the weekly game we play on the Manic Monday Show. Obviously, you already know this because you're old people. And you've been around for quite a long time. So, but if you're not really, you know, if you've not been around that long, let me explain. So each week I pick something related to Sega. It could be a game, a character, a console, an accessory, something that has some sort of relation to Sega. And then I will give you 4 different clues for you to guess what that thing or person is. And so this week we have another game. So it's been a tradition in season 3 of this show. So it's another game. It's another Sega game. And I'm going to give you 4 clues. You have to guess what the game is as quickly as possible. Yeah, I said addiction, didn't I? I said addiction, yes. Yes. Anyway, edition. So yeah, damn you, Green Viper. So you get more points if you're faster. So don't forget to, you know, quick thinking will get you a long way. You get 20 points if you guess correctly after the first clue, 15 points after the second, 10 points after the third clue, and 5 points after the fourth and final clue. That being said, you only get 1 guess per clue. So that's the catch. Don't forget, 1 guess per clue. So let's get to it. Don't forget, the only way to take part is to join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord, and DM me your guess. 1 guess per clue for 20 points. Here is clue number 1. Game released in 1995 only in Japan. Game released in 1995 only in Japan. So that's your first clue. Send me your DMs. You have until the end of this next music block to send me your guesses. DM me. I'm KC on Discord. radiose.ga/Discord. When we come back, we have another clue. And we'll talk about what's happening tonight, because I've been babbling for a long time right now. So let's play some music. And we'll start with yet another track from another Yakuza spin-off. And this is a great tune. This is from Black Panther 2, which we call Black Panther 2 Yakuza Chapter Ashura for some reason. Maybe we'll have to change that soon. Maybe Yakuza Black Panther 2 would be more appropriate. I don't know. But this is a great tune. This is Epic 80. You're listening to the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega. Playing the best Sega music. 24/7.
Can you till next Sunday? This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
I was enjoying the awesomeness too much. I almost missed my cue there. That was Bullet Hell, stage 5 of Gunstar Heroes, but this was the Dusk remix, a cover that is part of the Be Aggressive album. Let me just send one last nope. So let me tell you that entries are now closed for the first clue, which is very, very sad because like three or four people, sent me their guesses for this first one. One of them, though, guessed it. one of you guys got 20 points.
Fantastic kid!
Indeed. But he was, or she was, the only one. They were the only one. So you will have to wait for next week for another chance to get 20 points. But you can still get 15 points if you guess it after this upcoming clue. But let me tell you first what the first one is. So what the tracks I played were. So first one was Epic 80 from Black Panther 2. Second one, Lava Reef Zone Act 2 from Sonic Mania 2. Sonic Mania. I'm getting distracted by Twitter and Discord and people sending me stuff. Lava Reef Zone Act 2 by T-Lopes from Sonic Mania, and Bullet Hell Stage 5 by Dusk from Be Aggressive. Responding to someone who sent told me that I usually do two blocks. Nope, that's not correct. So I usually do one block for the first clue. Remember, this is episode 12, so you should know this by now. It's clue number one is one block, and then clue number two is two blocks. That's how it goes. Okay, so I'm sorry, rules are rules. It's time to keep going, and it's time for clue number two.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Ooh. Jamie says Sonic Mania 2 would be nice to get. Yeah. Well, we're still having some extra content this year, so let's wait for that, and then we'll think about Sonic Mania 2. I read something on Twitter, I think, about an upcoming mod for Sonic Mania, and they'll be adding like 10 original stages and using original music and new Blue Sphere stages, 7 new special stages as well. So yeah, nice. It's nice to see people, you know, actually doing stuff for these games. It's nice that people can do that on PC. Well then, clue number two is, and let me remind you of clue number one first, game released in 1995 only in Japan. Clue number two is, it was a sequel to an arcade game in which you play as an animal. And I think this is a very specific clue. I should have just said it was a sequel to an arcade game. Maybe that would be a little, you know, better. But, you know, I have a heart of gold, so it was a sequel to an arcade game in which you play as an animal. So you have until the end of the next two music breaks Viper's making me laugh. So you have until the end of the you know, the next two music blocks to send me your guess. DM me, don't forget, KC on Discord. Viper says, it's almost as if the 20 points clue is almost always that hard. Yeah, it's almost like I used to say female character or male character or wears a mask. It's almost like that, yeah. Okay, so I'm waiting for your guesses. Before I play more music and before we get into the next block of music, let me tell you something. So we're still celebrating Yakuza Month on the Manic Monday Show. So, and that's because tomorrow we'll get Yakuza 6 finally released in the West. So hype! I'm really excited to play that, to play the full version. But I'll be doing a special Yakuza 6 show as the last episode of the month, so that's 2 weeks from now, but the entire month of April is Yakuza month. So this week I'll be playing some songs from spin-off Yakuza games like Yakuza Dead Souls, Yakuza Ishin, Kenzan, Black Panther 1 and 2, and that's the focus of the return of an old segment we used to have here called People's Choice. So if you want to take part in People's Choice, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice and vote for the 3 tracks from spin-off Yakuza games that you would like to hear on the show. All of them, all the ones that are in that poll, have been played before on Radio Sega. Some of them played a lot, at least by me. If not all of them. So just choose 3, pick 3, and we'll play them. The most voted will be played on the show a little bit later after other stuff. Other stuff like this.
Third party tracks of the week.
Hey! I'm yeah. Refrain yourself from screaming. I can't. Hey! Yes, it's stronger than me. Okay, so third-party tracks of the week. This week, and because we don't have a guest this week because of scheduling conflicts, this week was so frustrating, I have to tell you guys. We had the interview scheduled and stuff, and the person, you know, postponed like 10 minutes before the time, and it was really frustrating, but hopefully next week we'll fix that. And so since we don't have an interview, and we also don't have memories of Sega, because Winnie Wizu is still a bit under the weather, hopefully next week he'll be back, but since that's the case, we'll have 2 third party track breaks or blocks of music. So that means double the music, double the third party music for you guys and for your enjoyment. That means I'm also getting through the backlog of requests for third-party tracks. This week, the first break is entirely dedicated to the man who's been neglected on this show quite a bit, to Rafsig. He sent me a lot of requests, a few requests. I haven't played any of them. I think I've played one, but I've neglected his requests for a long time because I didn't have the tracks, even though he sent me a whole bunch of different third-party soundtracks, and he's the man. So tonight, to make up for that, a whole music break dedicated to Rafsig and his requests. So you know what's coming. It's obvious that we're going to play some fighting game music, so that's what you get. And it's mostly Marvel and Capcom related. So, if not entirely Marvel and Capcom related. So, let's start with a track from... and people sending me DMs. Damn you. A track from Marvel Super Heroes. So, from Marvel Super Heroes, this is the Psylocke stage. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
Supporter of Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Problem with these tracks, they are very, very short. This is a really, really short music break, I have to say. But yeah, quite nice tracks. Usually, you know, that's usually the case with fighting games, right? They are somewhat repetitive because, you know, don't need too much detail. But good tracks nonetheless. So we started off this block with, let's see if I know all of them. So, Marvel Super Heroes, Stage Psylocke. Second track, X-Men versus Street Fighter Wolverine. Number 3, Marvel versus Capcom Clash of Super Heroes, the theme of Captain Commando. So, Capcom character there. Very good. So, this was the RavSig block of third-party tracks. So, thank you very much, good sir, for sending me some awesome soundtracks and for sending me some suggestions as well. Not sure if he's listening in, but if he's not, screw you. But, yeah. And people are joking about that. KC ident for the Manic Monday show. Yeah. I miss the chicken dinner one. The People's Choice ident for Radio Sega's Top 40 countdown. It's a shame. I should change it to fit the Manic Monday show, but you know, yeah. It was its own thing. So yeah. Anyway. That's it. So don't forget, you can suggest more third-party tracks for me to play on the show by going to radiose.ga/third-party. By third-party tracks, we mean tracks from games that were not developed or published by Sega, but were released on Sega systems. So they can be arcade games as well, or games on Sega consoles. Whatever you want, just send me the suggestion via the poll, radiose.ga/third-party. But also, don't forget the radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice link as well. That's to vote for this week's People's Choice, the return actually of People's Choice segment dedicated to Yakuza spin-offs. Not many people have voted yet, which means actually let me check if we have a tie or not. Maybe we need some tiebreakers here. Actually, no. So if you don't want to reply or vote, it's cool. It's cool because we have three tracks already. So, yeah, people are pretty much in sync here. You all want the same tracks, apparently. Good. But yeah, if you still want to take part, you still have a lot of time, actually. Not some time, a lot of time. Yeah. Anyway, time to move on. Time for more third-party tracks. And now, it's a free-for-all, almost. The first track was picked by me because you guys don't request remixes. Please, remixes. Why not? So we'll play an Elemental Master remix to start. Then we have a request by Electric Boogaloo and another one by JB. So let's check out the first one by DJ Mystics. This is the Flaming Hearts OC remix from Elemental Master. You're listening to the Manic Monday Show.
making Mondays great again. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC.
Thank you.
Universal Soldier. This is stage two. So people were talking about Bubsy. So apparently the person who composed this soundtrack, not exactly who converted it to the Mega Drive version, but was also worked on the new Bubsy game. And I am quite curious. I haven't seen anything about the new Bubsy game because I was not that interested. But maybe I should check it out. Some people say it has a generic soundtrack, but I don't know. Maybe I would like to play it. Maybe when it's, you know, very, 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 very cheap. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. Whatever the case, let me tell you about the tracks we just played. So, we started off with a remix by DJ Mystics of Elemental Master, which has Electric Boogaloo. Pointed out quite correctly, it was in my third party remixes folder, but you know, Sega bought all Technosoft IPs, and so yeah, it's technically not a third party track anymore, so I'll have to remove it from that folder. Yeah, but you know, it's still a good remix nonetheless. Afterwards we played Dual Moon from Metal Black, requested by Electric Boogaloo, and the last one was Stage 2 from Universal Soldier, requested by Jamie. So those were all of our third party tracks of the week, more than usual, because you know, I'm feeling, you know, like giving you guys some more third party tracks. No, really, because we didn't have a guest this week yet again, so I apologize for that, but I can only do so much. I'm only the interviewer. People have to be there for me to interview. Otherwise, you know, maybe I can record just the questions, and I'll play the questions on 1 week and the answers on the other week. So that would be a nice change of pace, I guess. The Manic Lounge featuring the interview segment, or the interviewer segment. And then the Manic Lounge featuring the interviewee segment. Yeah, maybe that would be a nice thing. Let me write that down on my notepad. My non-existent notepad. Anyway, third-party tracks, don't forget, radiose.ga/third-party to suggest tracks from non-Sega games to be played on the show. Next week we'll be back with more of your suggestions. I Need Fruit is typing. Wait. I Need Fruit is typing. I Need Fruit is typing. Yes. Anyway, and he stopped typing maybe because he just heard me saying this. Anyway, big shout out to I Need Fruit. We all need fruit, actually, in our lives. Don't forget to eat fruit every day. That's good for you. Electric Boogaloo says Bubsy is kind of a short game. Well, no biggie. So as long as I can get it for cheap, I don't mind. If it's good, I don't mind it being short. As long as I don't pay full price for it. Yeah. Yes, I Need Fruit is here. And he typed dot, dot, dot. All this time just to dot, dot, dot. That's it. Well done. Good on you, sir. And on that particularly happy note, it's time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Mm-hmm. And so, say my name. Let me do a little, update on how things are going. Most of you already got it with that second clue. Damn myself. Damn you, KC. Yeah, it was too easy. I should have just said it was a sequel to an arcade game. And even then, it would be very, very easy. So, you're quite lucky. You're quite lucky that I'm feeling like giving you nice clues today. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for clue number three for the few of you who haven't got it yet. So let me just do a little recap. Clue number one, game released in 1995 only in Japan. Clue number two, it was a sequel to an arcade game in which you play as an animal. Clue number three, the protagonist's weapon of choice are ice blocks. So, ice blocks! It's been a long day, says I Need Fruit. Game released in 1995 only in Japan. It was a sequel to an arcade game in which you play as an animal. The protagonist's weapon of choice are ice blocks. Yeah, that's it. So if you know what it is, which should be fairly obvious by now, DM me for 10 points. That's what's happening on Say My Name. That being said, people, let me pause this once again because it's time for an announcement. Gets me every time. It's time for an announcement. Yes, call the kids, call your wives, your husbands, anyone. It's time for an announcement, and the announcement comes in the form of a little promo. So, should we play the promo? Should we? Yes, we should.
The Hidden Palace.
The Hidden Palace opens its doors once again. I'm Skyblaze, and I am back for some more shows featuring the most interesting facts and trivia from Sega's long history. Plus, I'll be showcasing some of the best in 8 and 16-bit music in the Chiptune Corner. I hope you will join me there.
The Hidden Palace with Skyblaze. Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Western Europe time. That's 11 p.m. Central Europe, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Only on Radio Sega.
Phew! Yeah. Skyblaze returns to Radio Sega. Not this Wednesday, but the next one. So next week, which I should note. Damn you, KC. It's the 25th, is it? Yes, it's the 25th. Yes, because I know it because it's a national holiday in Portugal. Yes. So the 25th of April, Skyblaze returns to Radio Sega with the Hidden Palace. Yes. Oh, and Skyblaze just sent me a message. Is Hidden Palace still being announced in the show today? Yes, maybe. Yes. So, time for the return of the Hidden Palace, which is really good news. Really good news because we all need a little Hidden Palace in our lives. So yes. So next week, next Wednesday, on Radio Sega, April 25th, Skyblaze returns with the Hidden Palace. More hidden facts and trivia and some chiptunes. So that's awesome. That's awesome to hear on Radio Sega. We all need more chiptunes in our lives. Which means, completely unrelated, but just roll with it, which means let's talk about the other very exciting announcement that Sega made during Sega Fest this weekend. So they announced the Sega Ages series coming to Switch, which is very, very nice. And I haven't seen people excited about this. I don't know why. Of course, you know, I, as a big Shenmue fan, I'm more excited about Shenmue 1 and 2, but it would be nice to see more excitement about this announcement by Sega, because it's Sega Ages. So people thought that the Sega Ages was announcement was a collection of games, you know, just random ports or emulated. Let me change the bad music, by the way. Yeah, that's more like it. So, but actually, Sega Ages was a series that didn't get many releases here in the West, but it was, there were a few releases in Japan. It was Sega Ages 2500 series for the PS2, and they were not direct ports of the original games. So I'm hoping to see the PS2 version of Phantasy Star, for example, which was just announced. Thunder Force 4, like remastered or something, would be nice. Not sure what they're doing with Sonic 1, but maybe just the HD ports of, yeah, of Sonic 1, the Texman version. Not really sure, but we'll see what happens with that. Not really excited for that, but really excited for the possibility of having a Saturn and Dreamcast games released on the Switch. So that's a good idea, and so people should be more hyped about the Sega Ages series coming to Switch. So that's coming soon to Nintendo Switch, Sega Ages titles. Viper says Game Ground and Alex Kidd in Miracle World also announced. Ooh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Skyblaze says the Mini Mega Drive was announced and some friends of mine are excited over that. Yeah, I'm not really excited about that. Yeah, because it's being made by 80 Games or At Games or whatever they call themselves. So I'm not really expecting much, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So reactions, people, let me know what you think about this, and we'll keep talking about that during the next talk break. But for now, it's time for another segment that we used to have and we had next week or last week, but it's returning now again. It's time for The Bomb. This
Radio Sega's request charts.
It's time for Radio Sega's request chart, and so these are the most requested tracks by you guys on Radio Sega in the past week, and so we'll start with, obviously, number three.
Number three.
Ooh. Number three is a Daytona USA 2 track. This is a Takenobu Mitsuyoshi version of Battle on the Edge. Bubbles in the dance, don't let them get in your way. Fire the monsters, show your power, master steal you wanting. Fumes are burning hot, while of the car. Storming our enemy. Edges hot, my eyes they cold. Plays on rock beat. Show me what you can do. Engine hop, my eyes they cool. Kick the gas to the floor. Engine plays on rock beat. Show me what you can do. Victory is yours.
You control Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number two. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with KC.
Number one.
We'll be right back.
awesome tune there, Pounding Pavement, from Daytona USA Championship Circuit Edition, this week's number one, the most requested track on RadioSega.net. Don't forget, just click the playlist and requests button. Don't forget to create an account if you don't have one already, and then click playlist and requests and request your favorites. In between those tracks, we had that ident I talked about, the one with the Mai Mai Chan track. But you guys missed it because you were talking about AT games or AT games and Tectoy. We were actually saying it would be nice to have Sega ask Tectoy to build the Mega Drive Mini and release it around the world instead of doing asking AT games. I'm hoping from what I've heard about the Mega Drive Flashback or Genesis Flashback console that AT games released this year or last year. I've heard it's much better than their previous attempts, but still there's that sound issue or something. Hopefully, if they work, closely with Sega this time, maybe, hopefully they'll fix it. I'm actually pretty interested in the Mega Drive Mini from a collector's point of view. I would love to have a Mega Drive Mini on my setup. It would be pretty awesome. I'm not sure if I would play it, but because I think the Raspberry Pi is the best way to play retro games by far. But it would be really, really nice to have a Mega Drive Mini on my setup, next to my TV or something. It would be really, really nice. So I'm probably getting one if it gets released in the West, or at least in Europe. But yes. I need Fruit says the Mega CD could never beat this beast though. No N64, please. No. Not this. No Nintendo. And Skyblaze says I recently bought an N64 t-shirt. What? You're fired. Yes. Yeah, I recently, and by recently I mean Friday, I bought a Pac-Man t-shirt. And that's not Sega either. Yeah, KC air horn for the win. But yeah, so that's it. Electric Boogaloo says, but the N64 is the fun machine. No, it's not, and you know it. Just ask Doom Girl. Let's keep going. So many messages. JB says, it will be nice for AT games to work even closer to Sega, because in the past, it seemed like Sega were just simply selling their license and AT games wanted to make a quick buck. Exactly. Especially in the past, their consoles had games that weren't even Sega and were something like crappy mobile games. Yeah, that's true. But I think my main concern, my main issue actually with that portable one, I had the portable one, and the sound emulation was really, really crappy. So that was my main issue with it. It was decent enough for what it was, so I didn't complain. But I couldn't play it because of the sound. Just fix the sound, and I don't mind that. But I'm not gonna buy like a whole full-sized Mega Drive, like a big console if it's not that good. So. The Mini I would buy, even if it was crappy, for, as I said, collectible reasons, for display reasons, but I wouldn't buy like a full-sized console if it was not good. Anyway, Viper says, I miss my portable one so damn much. The buttons and screen were so nice, I never listened to sound, so that wasn't an issue. Yeah, but I just can't play... Especially retro games, I just can't play them without sound. So it's a big thing for me. So, nah, doesn't work. Oh my god, I'm getting sidetracked again. Don't forget radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. Not much time left. You have until the end of this next music block to vote. Many of you have done that already, but we still have time. Choose three tracks from Yakuza spin-offs to play during the People's Choice segment. Electro Boogaloo says, honestly, the Flashback HD isn't too bad, especially if you patch the firmware. Yeah, but, you know... Yeah, so hopefully, if it's not that bad, as I've heard before, it's not that bad. Just, you know, work on it a little bit longer and work closely with Sega, and hopefully the Mega Drive Mini will be good. So, yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah. Anyway, moving on, playing some music. Don't forget, people, The Hidden Palace returns to Radio Sega next week. Get hype. And also get hype for Yakuza 6, which releases tomorrow. So, expect a review next week on the Manic Monday Show. But for now, let's play more music before the People's Choice segment. It's time for... regular segment or music block, starting with a request by Spawn of Jack, and he was kind enough to send me a request. So this is from the Sega CD or Mega CD game Lords of Thunder. I don't know how to spell this or how to pronounce this. It's Psyodent, I don't know. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
still to come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
Sega. We'll be right back.
I have to say, this is awesome. This is awesome. It's, yeah. A new, brand new OC remix just released as I was starting this show. And I thought to myself, let's play it. I don't know what it is, but let's play it anyway. So, it's the Sega Rally Championship Autos, Arps, and Mini Moogs OC remix. But it's not just Sega Rally Championship. It's Sega Rally Championship, Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes, Thunderblade, and the Hybrid Front, all rolled up into one awesome remix. So, Desert Replay Evaluation from Sega Rally, Theme of Morrigan from Marvel vs. Capcom, the primary BGM, so BGM 1 from Thunderblade, and Your Army Turn Part 2 Variation 2 from the Hybrid Front. So, yeah, this... Ooh, awesome, awesome. One word to Jamie about Crazy Frog, and that word is no. Just no. Okay, so no, just no, just stop. No. Yeah. So this is a remix by I think Chai, not really sure. TXAI Chai, I think. I think he's a Brazilian guy. Apparently, it's his birthday. Because I think he's from Brazil because his name is Junqueira Viegas. Or if you're from Brazil, Junqueira Viegas. So he's probably Brazilian. Not really sure, but almost certain of that. Just like Doan is a girl. So, I know that now. Yeah. But feel free to... We actually retweeted this. So, check us out on Twitter at Radio Sega. And check out the remix that will be part of an album I've been waiting for so long. Vroom. Vroom is an upcoming OC remix album. And I've been waiting for it for very, very long, for a very long time. And I actually even have an item for that as well. Let's see if I can play it. Not an item, but a sweeper.
The Manic Monday Show. With KC.
In retrospective, it would have been nice to actually play that sweeper over this track. But, you know, I'm not as professional as... you hope I would be, yeah. let's keep going with the show. So we played that Chai remix. Before that, we had X Start, Popcorn, Main BGM, and Act Clear from Pango, from the SegaCon, the Best of Sega Game Music album. And the first one was Kaiodan, I don't know, a track from Lords of Thunder requested by Spawn of Jack, and thank you very much for your request. But now, it's time for something completely different. It's time for this. You thought I'd forgotten about this, but no, there's still one clue left. And the last clue is... Very nice. So clue number one, remember, game released in 1995 only in Japan. Number two, it was a sequel to an arcade game in which you play as an animal. Number three, the protagonist's weapon of choice are ice blocks. Number four, you play as Penguin. You play as Penguin. Okay, so that's... not as Penguin, as a Penguin. I was just reading this and didn't even realize there was a typo. So you play as a penguin. I forgot the article there. So you play as a penguin. Not penguin. A penguin. Not the penguin, but a penguin. Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because I think all of you already got it. But if you don't, it's a penguin. We played Popcorn, for God's sake. So... you know what it is. It's a Mega Drive game. This isn't part of the clue either, but... it's an extra clue. Yeah. The professional one with the age soundbite. The age soundbite? You really want me to play that? I don't know if I should.
Age!
Yeah. Air horn. Anyway, let's keep going. So, it's time to play the people's... go with the people's choice segment. I forgot to add the intro. Let's go with that, actually. Where's that intro for me? Where's that intro? Let's... Okay. I don't really have it anymore. I have it, but not really sure where. So, you know, if I have actually ever decide to bring back People's Choice, I will add it to Radio DJ. But for now, you'll have to settle for me saying People's Choice! just like Sergey back in the day. But worse. So, you guys voted for it. I'm gonna close the poll. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, because it's time to just play your most voted tracks. You guys voted, you guys sent me or told me what your favorite tracks from spin-off games, Yakuza games were. We had, let's see what we had. So in alphabetical order, we had Yakuza Ishin La Muerte del Gobierno, Yakuza Ishin New and Old Stringed Instrument War, great title, Yakuza Kenzan Platonic Love, Yakuza Black Panther Your Knife Feels Good, Yakuza Black Panther 2 Born to be Wild, Yakuza Dead Souls Love Check. And that is exactly the track I'm going to be starting with. So one of your most requested tracks, the people have voted, the people have spoken, and you guys want to hear Love Check from Yakuza Dead Souls. I'll be right back to say goodbye.
Love Check.
Give me a
sound check. Check.
Missed a previous episode of the show or want to listen to this one again?
Come on!
Download it on Radio Sega or stream it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast service of choice.
Oh, yeah!
Monday Show with KC.
Picture.
From Yakuza Black Panther 2, Air Horn. Dangerous, dangerous. Yes, I still remember the first time I played this on Radio Sega. and everyone went wild. It was during a Radio Sega Top 40 countdown show. Yeah. Anyway, I'm old, and I live in the past. So, these were your most voted tracks. We started off with Love Check from Yakuza Dead Souls. Then we had La Muerte del Gobierno from Yakuza Ishin, The Death of Government. And the last one was Born to be Wild, Nacido para ser salvaje, or something like that. From Black Panther 2, Yakuza Chapter Ashura. Born to be Wild almost didn't make it. Almost didn't make it. But you, I thought it would be the most voted. But you went with La Muerte del Gobierno. La Muerte del Gobierno is one of my favorite Yakuza tracks. Yeah, I actually love the Yakuza Ishin soundtrack. Doomgirl says, "Muy buen español." Speaking of Spanish stuff, I spent not most, but a big part of my weekend binge-watching, a recent, not really new, but recent Spanish TV show called La Casa de Papel. I think in English it's something like Money Heist, which is pretty awesome. A pretty awesome translation. I think it'll be released in the UK soon. It's on Portuguese Netflix, and it's very, very awesome. It's an amazing TV show, at least in my opinion. But La Casa de Papel, which is something like Paper House, but for some reason Money Heist is what they went with for the English translation. So yeah, Yeah, awesome, awesome TV show. Highly recommend it. Yeah. Doom Girl says I still didn't watch it. You should, especially since if it's on your Netflix, as it is in Portugal. Yes, it's very easy to see. So it's very easy to binge watch and miss most of your weekend watching it. It's amazing. Very, very smart. Not really, you know, it's not really Prison Break levels of smart, I think, or... But quite nice, quite nice. It's a very ingenious plan that someone comes up with to rob the place where they make paper, where not paper, money, where they print money in Spain. So that's very nice premise. And what will happen? Will they get out of there alive? Not. What happens? You have to watch it. Money Heist for international people, for Spanish, Portuguese people. La Casa. De papel. Very nice, says Queen Vapore. Very nice. Yeah. I'll shut up now. Because it's time for this one more time.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name. Also very nice. Yeah. Electric Boogaloo says, so Tower Heist, yeah, Tower Heist is even more brilliant. I actually saw that movie in I went to the cinema, to the theater, to watch that. Yeah. What can I say? It's yeah, it's Tower Heist, but Money Heist much better. Very nice. Say my name. Let me recap the clues. Game released in 1995 only in Japan. It was a sequel to an arcade game in which you play as an animal. The protagonist's weapon of choice are ice blocks. You play as a penguin. So obviously, the answer was Pepenga Pengo. Pepenga Pengo or something. I would have accepted Pengo as well, because many people know it as just Pengo, so that would have been acceptable as well. It's sequel to the actual Pengo game on arcade. And so let's see what happened today. How did people do today? So no 5 points, but with 10 points we had Spun of Jack. My god, I really need to get some sleep. Spun of Jack. That's what happens when you binge watch a series all weekend long. Spawn of Jack with 10 points. Veritex and Doom Girl also 10 points. And Lucas also 10 points. With 15 points, we had Skyblaze, Jamie 64326, Electric Boogaloo, Rexy and Green Viper 8, and the winner, today's winner, big winner, with 20 points. Amazingly, surprisingly, was OSC, so Opa Science, 20 points, which means he skyrockets to second place, but not just him. So let's see how the overall leaderboards are after 2 weeks. So with 5 points we have RevSig, with 10 points Span of Jock, Doen, and that's it. So 10 points. 15 points for Skyblaze. With 20 points, we have Veritex and Doomgirl and Lucas as well. So that's third place, actually. Second place, OSC, and Jamie and Electric Boogaloo, all with 25 points. And joint first place, again, Green Viper 8 and Rexy with 30 points, but it's still, everything's still very, very, in an early, very, very early stage, so lots of weeks still to go. So come back next week for another puzzle or challenge of Say My Name, this second edition of this third season of the Manic Monday Show. So that's it. It's been very, very fun to be with you guys this evening. I hope you guys have a great week. Don't forget, Shenmue 1 and 2 are coming to current gen consoles and the PC. So that's, you know, all you need to know to make it a better week already. Also, there's Sega Ages on Switch, handled by M2 as it should. So, awesome stuff. And At Games is doing the Mega Drive Mini. Yeah. Oh, and also, a new Sakura Wars game is coming as well. Electric Boogaloo wanted me to tell everyone about all the fun facts he told me about Pengo, but I unfortunately don't really have the time. But yeah, maybe next. Maybe you can share them with Skyblaze, because she really, her show focuses on those fun facts, so maybe she can focus on Pengo and Papenga Pengo. On one of her upcoming episodes. That being said, Skyblaze will be back on Radio Sega next week. That's also another silver lining if you're having a bad week, so don't forget. But I will be back next Monday with another episode of The Manic Monday Show. Yakuza Month continues. Don't forget to grab Yakuza 6 tomorrow or download it, you know, in a few hours if you can, because it's going to be great. I'm going to be hooked to that game for weeks, I'm sure. And so to celebrate the Western release of Yakuza 6, I will end this show with a Yakuza 6 track. Obviously, we will do a show entirely focused on the soundtrack, so that's 2 weeks from now, but you know, I will leave you with a little hint of what's to come. From Yakuza 6, I leave you with Destiny. That's it, not the game, just a track from Yakuza 6. I've been Kissy, this has been the Manic Monday Show. I'll see you all next week. Bye bye and take care. Yeah, so before I go, just a little thing, little thing. This is usually what I use for gizugling. Haven't used this in a while, but I think I need to share something with you guys. So apparently Skyblaze will come back next week with an episode of The Hidden Palace, and the topic for the first show will be animal mascot games. Someone suggested, Idefruit suggested, Mr. Nuts. Amazing title for a children's game. But Spawn of Jack said, Mr. Nuts almost got me kicked out of school once. So this is a story worth sharing, I think. So he said, so let's scroll down. I was in first grade or so, and was spouting off the advertising tagline for the game. Grab your nuts. Repeating. I was spouting off the advertising tagline for the game. Grab your nuts. And telling my friends about the game, and the teacher freaked out. So that's what we're gonna close this show with. Kudos to you, man. Kudos to you. Godspeed. Thank you for being that brave soul that you are. With that said, I'll see you all next week. Keep enjoying a breathtaking piano piece by a Jervy Who, which, you know, I still use, but I don't know if I can. It's cool.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.